With me is Jane White from IOSH. Jane, tell me all about the working at height regulations, because the red tape's basically being cut through at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in the press quite recently, we've heard that we're going to have a revamp of the guidance to do with working at height. So I suppose we look at red tape and kind of wince a little bit, because within the health and safety profession, we know that our regulations taking working at a height, for example, are really quite good, very comprehensive. But the issue that we're going to address here is actually making some very short and succinct, simple guidance for the end users. So we've got, let's take a big business that might have health and safety practitioners working within it who would be privileged to have that kind of guidance and interpretation of the guidance from the OSH professional. You may find that some smaller companies, some what we call micro businesses, so kind of one man and his van, actually doesn't have that luxury and doesn't have that interpretation of a regulation. So how do they know what they're supposed to be doing when they're working at height? And you often find that there are a lot of myths involved. So that ladders are banned, that you know there's certain height restrictions on things where you have to use scaffolding, and these have creeped in over time. So that what we're looking to do, and the HSE are looking to do, is really get those key messages simplified for the audiences.
It makes you wonder why it all got so complicated in the first place, doesn't it?
Well, working at height can be a really serious hazard point. And strangely enough, today I've been reviewing some videos on working for height for our managing safely courses, and we were looking at the case study of Jason Anker, who was a builder who fell from an unsecured ladder, and that was 10 feet, which doesn't really sound a lot, but as a result of the spinal impact he had, he's paralysed from the waist down. And the video talks about his life and the 14 years since the accident, and he was saying that his immediate concern was about, oh my God, I'm never going to walk again. But then he said, ask me 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line. Actually, the walking part's not the issue. It's the loss of bladder. It's the loss of bowel function. It's the depression. And this is a relatively small incident. Falls from height can be quite common in terms of the accidents that we have. And the impacts on life are absolutely devastating.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even if you don't think about work, I've done silly things, going up ladders with Christmas decorations, and you do wonder why you put yourself into these positions sometimes, don't you? Certainly falling from height, I guess it's an obvious one. You know, tripping over and just banging your head on a curb can be the end of your life as well, can't it? So hopefully these regulations that are going to be more black and white will help employers and employees in the long run, and that's what IOSH is effectively saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be that element of common sense that we really shouldn't ignore. There's no harm in putting up your Christmas decorations. But people that do these types of things for a living really just need that level of awareness about securing a ladder, overreaching, and then taking things up a bit. I mean, we're talking about maybe people working on the top of wind turbines or power cables, etc., who have really got to think about things much deeper in terms of harnessing and scaffolding. These things need doing right. They need doing correctly in order to safeguard those people working.
Jane White from IOSH, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.